Okay, the book of Isaiah. We are in Isaiah chapter 49 today. Father, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Isaiah 49, verse 1. Listen, O coastlands, to me, and take heed, you peoples from afar. The Lord has called me from the womb, from the matrix of my mother. He has made mention of my name. God is speaking to all nations here. Verse 2, and he has made my mouth like a sharp sword in the shadow of his hand. He has hidden me and made me a polished shaft. In his quiver he has hidden me. Isaiah says, the word of God which I have delivered, having to do with his judgment, cuts like a sword. The word of God is painful to those who refuse to repent. It cuts at their soul like a sword cuts at a person's flesh. Verse 3, and he said to me, you are my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. God's people are called to be God's servants. They are called to represent him well in this world. Verse 4, then I said, I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing and in vain. Yet surely my just reward is with the Lord and my work with my God. Isaiah was warned by God that no one would listen to him when he preached the word of God. Isaiah preached obedience to God, and he himself had to obey God by delivering the word, even though no one was listening. He was still required to obey God by getting out the word of God. Verse 5, and now the Lord says, who formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, so that Israel is gathered to him? For I shall be glorious in the eyes of the Lord, and my God shall be my strength. Isaiah knew that since preaching was God's plan for him, then God would give him what he needed to do it. It's nice to know when you're in the will of God, because then you know God will supply whatever you need to do it. Verse 6, indeed, he says, it is too small a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved ones of Israel. I will also give you as a light to the Gentiles, that you should be my salvation to the ends of the earth. God told Isaiah, I want you to do more. He said, I want to do more through you than just speak to my people Israel. God wanted to send his word to all nations through his servant Isaiah. 7. Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel, their Holy One, to him whom man despises, to him whom the nations abhors, to the servant of rulers. Kings shall see and arise, princes also shall worship, because of the Lord who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel, and he has chosen you. God says to his people, other people may not like you, they may treat you badly, but I'm with you all the way, and in the end, you're going to be better off than them. You're going to be better off than the other nations, because I'm with you. Verse 8, thus says the Lord, in an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. I will preserve you and give you as a covenant to the people, to restore the earth, to cause them to inherit the desolate heritages. God says to his people, I have heard your cries for help, and I have also picked out the right time to help you. Verse 9, that you may say to the prisoners, go forth. To those who are in darkness, show yourselves. They shall feed along the roads, and their pastures shall be on all desolate heights. God gives his people freedom from the guilt of sin and the controlling power of sin. And he wants them to take that message to those who haven't heard, so that they may experience that same sort of freedom. Verse 10, They shall neither hunger nor thirst, neither heat nor sun shall strike them. For he who has, he who has mercy on them will lead them, even by the springs of water. He will guide them. In other words, God supplies the needs of his people. 11, I will make each of my mountains a road, and my highway shall be elevated. Surely these shall come from afar. Look, those from the north and the west, and these from the land of Sinim. God says that he will make a way for his people. God makes a way for his people to do what he wants them to do. 13, sing, O heavens. Be joyful, O earth, and break out in singing, O mountains. For the Lord has comforted his people, and will have mercy on his afflicted. God is happy when his people are happy. And here he commands creation to respond positively to the good fortune of his people. Verse 14, But Zion said, The Lord has forsaken me, and my Lord has forgotten me. Bad times hit Jerusalem in 587 B.C. Babylon destroyed the city as punishment for their sin, so the people thought that God didn't like them anymore. Here's his response, verse 15, Can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you. God says this is not possible. I don't care for you. I don't care about you. That's not possible. Think about how hard it would be for a mother to throw away her baby. God says it's unlikely that that would happen, but it is possible. But it is impossible for me to forget about you or not love you anymore. 16, See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. God thinks about his people all the time. You know, he loves us so much that he's drawn our picture on his hand. And he also thinks about the bad things that have happened to us. He thinks about that, just as he didn't forget the fallen walls of Jerusalem and the bad that happened to his people in the Old Testament. 17, Your sons shall make haste. Your destroyers and those who laid you waste shall go away from you. God promises his people that things will get better. Things won't be bad forever, even though it seems like they will be when we're going through them. Verse 18, Lift up your eyes, look around and see. All these gather together and come to you. As I live, says the Lord, you shall surely clothe yourselves with them all as an ornament and bind them on you as a bride does. God's people who were scattered from Jerusalem because of their sin will be gathered back to Jerusalem because God does not hold a grudge. He disciplines, but God does not hate. Verse 19, For your waste and desolate places and the land of your destruction will even now be too small for the inhabitants, and those who swallowed you up will be far away. God says one day those who hurt you will be gone far away, but you will be safe. Verse 20, The children you will have after you have lost the others will say again in your ears, The place is too small for me. Give me a place where I may dwell. In other words, the descendants of those who were exiled out of Israel because of the sins of Israel, their descendants will be so blessed by God that they will need more room. See, God punishes hard when he needs to, and he blesses hard when we live right. 21, Then you will say in your heart, Who has begotten these for me, since I have lost my children and am desolate, a captive and wandering to and fro? And who has brought these up? There I was, left alone. But these were more than they. Excuse me, but these, where were they? And so after experiencing so much bad, God's people are going to be surprised at their happiness. I mean, how can we be happy after all the rotten stuff we have done? Verse 22. Thus says the Lord God, behold, I will lift my hand in an oath to the nations and set up my standard for the peoples. They shall bring your sons in their arms, and your daughters shall be carried on their shoulders. The world will have a different view of God's people. Instead of hurting them, they will help them. God can move someone who doesn't care about him to be a blessing to his people who does care about him, or who do care about him, I should say. Verse 23. Kings shall be your foster fathers, and their queens your nursing mothers. They shall bow down to you with their faces to the earth and lick up the dust of your feet. And then you will know that I am the Lord, for they shall not be ashamed who wait for me. When the good starts to happen, God's people will give him the credit. 24. Shall a prey be taken from the mighty? Or the captives of the righteous be delivered? Verse 25, but thus says the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible be delivered. For I will contend with him who contends with you, and I will save your children. What no one else can do, God can do. If need be, God will do the impossible to bless his people, who he wants to bless. 26. I will feed those who oppress you with their own flesh, and they shall be drunk with their own blood, as with sweet wine. All flesh shall know that I, the Lord, am your Savior and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Bad people who hurt the innocent will see all that hurt backfire on themselves. That's the promise from God. We pick it up next time, right here, in chapter 50. Until then, Mike Moret for Scripture Verse by Verse. So long, everyone.